Here is my security news roundup for the week ending May 5th, 2023. Hackers leak images to taunt Western Digital's cyber attack response. Included with the leaked data in another message from the threat actors, where they claim to have customers' personal information and a complete backup of Western Digital's SAP back office implementation. While the data appears to belong to Western Digital, Bleeping Computer could not independently verify its source or if it was stolen during the attack. At this time, Western Digital is not negotiating a ransom to prevent the leak of stolen data, which sparked further threats from the hackers. Read more at bleepingcomputer.com. T-Mobile discloses second data breach of 2023. The intrusion, which started on February 24th and lasted until March 30th, affected 836 customers, according to a notification on the website of Maine Attorney General Aaron Fry. The information obtained for each customer varied, but may have included full name, contact information, account number, and associated phone numbers, T-Mobile account PIN, social security number, government ID, date of birth, balance due, internal codes that T-Mobile uses to service customers' accounts, for example, rate plan and feature codes, and the number of lines the company wrote in a letter sent to affected customers. Read more at arstechnica.com. After 15 years, Intel may be killing the Core i5 and Core i7. The original hint first appeared on a gaming website. After this rumor makes the rounds in the media, the director of communications at Intel addressed it head on with a tweet that explained the brand changes. The director stated, "Yes, we are making brand changes as we're at an inflection point in our client roadmap in preparation for the upcoming launch of our Meteor Lake processor." Read the whole story at digitaltrends.com. Operation Spector, 53.4 million seized, 288 vendors arrested. An international law enforcement operation has resulted in the arrest of 288 vendors who are believed to be involved in drug trafficking on the dark web, adding to a long list of criminal enterprises that have been shuttered in recent years. The effort, codenamed Operation Spector, also saw the authorities confiscating more than 53.4 million in cash and virtual currencies, 850 kilograms of drugs, and 117 firearms. The largest number of arrests were made in the U.S., followed by the U.K., Germany, the Netherlands, Austria, France, Switzerland, Poland, and Brazil. Read more at thehackernews.com. Apple and Google join forces to stop unauthorized location tracking devices. The first of its kind specification will allow Bluetooth location tracking devices to be compatible with authorized tracking detection and alert across Android and iOS platforms, the company said in a joint statement. While these trackers are primarily designed to keep tabs on personal belongings like keys, wallets, luggage, and other items, such devices have also been abused by bad actors for criminal or nefarious purposes, including instances of stalking, harassment, and theft. The goal is to standardize the alerting mechanism and minimize opportunities for misuse across Bluetooth location tracking devices from different vendors. To that end, Samsung, Tile, Chipolo, Ufi Security, and Pebblebee have all come on board. Read more at thehackernews.com. Meta finds more than 1,000 domains sharing ChatGPT-themed malware. Meta said in its quarterly security report that since March, the company has uncovered 10 malware families posing as ChatGPT and other similar tools to compromise user accounts across the internet. To do this, operators are offering fake browser extensions in app stores that claim to have ChatGPT SQ functions. Once the browser is installed, the extensions are typically able to siphon off any collected user data, such as passwords and credit card information. Read more at Axios.com. The AI wave. Start swimming or risk drowning. Yuval Woman, president of information security firm Cyberproof, said there's a wave coming. Either you start swimming to catch it, or you will drown underneath it. You need to start studying these engines and think about the use cases and how you can adopt these tools. Of course, it goes way beyond cybersecurity. It will touch almost every form of way of life, and we must address it across all industries. I personally think that anything new and revolutionary needs to be embraced, studied, regulated, and steered in the right direction. This new tool will affect every part of our life, and we need to get ahead of it or drown in its sweeping effect on virtually everyone's life. Read more at cybernews.com. This week's must-see on my YouTube channel: a look at the evolution of digital assistants, from Clippy to ChatGPT. You've come a long way, baby. Please watch my video on that topic at the link listed. Did you know? The first commercial coin-operated video game was Computer Space, released back in 1971. The first item sold on eBay was a broken laser pointer. Cows have best friends and can become stressed when separated from them. Somebody once said, "We never know what is enough until we know what's more than enough." Thanks to Billie Holiday. I just thought you might want to know. And that's a wrap for this week's Cybersecurity News Roundup. Stay safe, stay secure, and I'll see you again soon. Bye-bye, and thanks for watching.